counselings before we begin the Spiritually Challenged Show. Our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hello there. It's me, Pinkhead, along with Johnny. Tonight, we have some very disturbing news that has recently come to our attention that involves potential cuts to social programs, which is a big deal.
Which definitely is a big one.
The fact that so many people will be affected by this, there is a certain point where you kind of have to put into perspective, is it really worth it to make these cuts, along with seeing people who depend on it? Yes, people, and putting more restrictions on who is able to apply for it when people are ultimately going to have a harder challenge if they're receiving it, being constantly monitored, which, if you want to check up on people who are using, who are benefiting from Social Security disability and doing a review 7 years, 10 years, see if things change, fine.
Yeah.
Even with that, there's high anxiety with those reviews. The fact of the matter is, how many times do people with high anxiety or other different abilities will ultimately be more stressed, along with the fact that potential budget cuts is only going to prove,
let's make things worse.
Yeah, going to show that those officials who were voted into office only want to look at what's benefiting them and those who are, let's just say, benefiting from the current bills that have been passed for taxes. At that point, there needs to be something done. Contact your senators. Contact those in office. Because the more people who put heat on these people who make the laws, amend these laws, have to see
you gotta go through the whole thing all over again. You gotta prove yourself.
And even at that, yes, there are people who have
the mark either.
Yeah. And even to get to have SSDI and Social Security, it's not easy to, just get it. Most people get denied at least twice before they get it, which it is a common statistic, which I look at that as going, shouldn't be the system that is out there be, better enhanced, have these changes that could ultimately help people.
I mean, they give us just a little bit as it is.
Oh, yeah. And it's still under it is under the poverty. It's poverty level. Most people want to be able to focus on being able to live.
How can we live when everything else is going up real fast?
And COLA, yes, COLA hat goes up. Some people may not have families there that would be willing to help them too if the government fails them. Which, to be honest, how could you just think that it's okay for this to happen when ultimately, there's a lot more here than it meets the eye. And when people are being told you have to worry about where your paycheck is coming from, when they already are stressed out about their condition, their different abilities, how could that even help anyone? How is that ever going to be right? Those in the office weren't like their funds being taken away.
If they take theirs away, they're gonna be like, oh no, we won't stand for this.
Right. So if people are paying into this, paying into these programs, this is an issue for everyone. It's not an issue for one party or another. It's a social issue. People don't know what other people are going through.
You got people dying on the streets out there.
The fact that now there's a rise in homelessness in California, there's places that have rise in addiction. But you may not realize that there are people who are denied services. They could even be people who were very successful, but there could be so many situations out there. And if people aren't going to give them a chance and make life just a little bit easier, how in the world are people going to be able to not have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, where they could live a decent life without worrying how they would ultimately be affected? There's a certain point where there's more ways to help people than hurt people. There's ways to make programs succeed. And the fact that there's been people who wanted to do the exact same thing. This isn't new. This is just like, hey, we want to do this. Well, you do this. People will stand up for themselves, stand up for these resources because this is needed. It's not we want to get rid of this to create this great program. No, it's they want to get rid of this just because they want to get rid of it.
You want to get rid of it because you want to save a few dollars.
And it's not going to... And the few dollars aren't going to those who need it either. How about enhance these programs? How about make these programs succeed for people? How about give people ways to be more... What's the word? To give people... access to push the limit that is for what is given, doled out to people to more of an increase, put the maximum higher because people depend on it, especially if there's widows or retirees and they go, why is my funds getting less? Well, persons who have different abilities, the government is basically taking from those who need
exactly.
These funds. The fact that people could worry about how they're going to pay bills.
We got like the Robin Hood effect, like they're stealing more.
Yeah. So people need to be aware of what damage is done. All because that you want to save a few dollars. Saving a few dollars, how about give the program more of a backing? Maybe people would say, maybe people would be happy with the way those are in office are actually treating those with different those who are quote unquote not who are different from, who are just unique and have different abilities or have situations where you, where it's definitely a need. Because there's a lot of people who could only do certain amount of work, or they're, or have situation, have different abilities that make it difficult to work, where it's not going to work long term.
Okay.
Which does happen. And the fact that there needs to be better secure, this has to be something where people look at this and go, well, how could we do better for the people who depend on this? It's something that people have put into, families have put into, their family members could utilize these programs because they paid into the system. How about realize that these are social services that are meant to be helpful, not hurting people. And the more people are denied services, is only going to lead to heartache, lead to people voting against those who are wanting to be elected again. Common sense would be that. Where's, how do you feel about this whole?
Oh, it's,
about
it's a mess. I tell you that, like,
yeah, it is.
Definitely.
The fact that this hasn't gotten as much of traction as other topics, I think there needs to be more of a more accountability to the media. And we, I only found out about this through a group, through a Twitter post from a group that basically has been fighting for Social Security. Before that, I saw nothing relating to this issue. Or very minimal.
They basically made mention of this today on the news today.
When, and also there was public opinion, the public, I believe last week, had the ability to state how they feel about this. That's too late when people are going, how could we express XYZ about this? They only discussed it now when you can't reach out to, when the, there was a document where you could send out and reach out to your senators. Which is great. And to the head of Social Security, there has to be a way
where, like, here it is.
Yeah, there has to be a way where people actually get to reach out to their senators, even after the fact, to just let people know that this is not going to help them stay in office, let alone continue to feel like they're heard when there's certain people who are out there that really show that they don't care about those who are different. They're looking out for their own agendas. Am I wrong to say that, Johnny?
You're not wrong.
And the fact that there are people who would be upset if they saw funds disappearing, even doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, if you receive this, these benefits, maybe there's cause for concern. Because if you're thinking that things are oh so great, Well, you might be in for a very, very rude awakening if you're seeing something that's amiss, that isn't something that you want. And the fact that people may not know this is even going on is ultimately wrong when this should have been put out more. There needs to be a call to action. And there are sites on Facebook, on social media, that are great resources to follow. And having people be affected by this is only going to lead to people not trusting in who they elect. The writing's on the wall, too, with that. On another note, we all know Galaxy's Edge is become the ending, especially who want to ride Rise of the Resistance. However, they now are making it where they were allowing guests to be in the park, to get to the parks early, which sounds lovely. However, Disney has now made it where, at least in Florida, more a level playing field?
Like changing the game a little bit here.
Mm-hmm. As well as knowing that the ride has been breaking down since it's opened, which I look at that as, if it's breaking down, you may not even get the chance to ride it. I look at it as, if you're wanting to ride this ride, this attraction, you could take the chance. It's worth taking it, but have a reasonable expectation of what could be happening if you don't exactly get to ride it, because there could be people where it just doesn't open. And it has happened, which makes me think, how would someone feel if they're told you can't ride it for whatever reason? Which,
see, you can't ride it because it's broken.
You have to realize what your, yes, it's a chance to ride, it's a lottery system. With a new attraction that is new technology, you're hoping, it's a hope that you're able to ride it, because it's such a hot commodity where people, when it was first opened, were going to the parks at the buck crack of dawn, before dawn, just to even get to the park, to be the first people in line, which I look at that as, if safety concerns are going to become an issue, then there's a need. There was a greater need for Disney. Mm-hmm. Which I look at that as going, people could be disappointed. People can be upset. There's a certain thing that, when you're realizing that this is going to impact you, maybe take some time and realize, hey, if you don't ride it, there's enough attractions there to realize and see and do things without any issues. And that are staples of the park. which makes sense to say the it isn't a loss if you don't ride it. I would say if you want to ride it, definitely get there at least a half hour earlier.
Take
the chance, but realize it could be, you could definitely, it could happen. And you might end up getting it. It just means that there definitely has to be a way where people understand and can't be upset. Yes, people could want to ride it, but take some time, enjoy the park, or enjoy other things, too. So, especially in Disneyland, they're not keeping the parks open longer like Disney World has, which means if people aren't getting boarding passes, it's becoming like the Hunger Games, which I can't believe I'm comparing gaining boarding passes to a movie that was all about survival of the fit, survival amongst other things. Yeah. There has to be a way for people to understand, just to be aware of what this chance is, especially when it's a lottery system. And seeing the madness and seeing videos of people seeing people get the passes, but then also have the possibility that it may not happen. Just being aware of what's going on, that's key. It's not a negative. It's just a, if it happens, it happens. Awesome, great. If there's the madness over getting on a ride that's not going anywhere, it's going to be there. Disney's not taking it away. It's not a limited attraction, time attraction.
It's not going to be going in like a month.
Yeah. So you could plan things at a later date. Maybe down the line, it won't be as crazy. As crazy as it is, maybe people will see that they're taking a chance, but there's so many attractions that are coming that might be better than this ride. Might even stack up against other attractions at different parks. Take the time and see what's actually going on. What other attractions you could ride if this ride doesn't happen. And realizing if you don't get to it, it will be there. It's not going anywhere. So the realization that it's still going to be there, it's the best way of looking at it. And don't be down on yourself if you don't get it. Especially if you're not a local, and yes, it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. There has to be a way where those who haven't ridden it, where it's fair, so those who have who've been riding it right along aren't at least having that ability. They're always going to have the chance to ride this ride. But those who are traveling long distances don't have access to this ride on an everyday basis.
Right.
So
right.
Disney has to be aware of this.
If you're a local, you can just go there anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the passes.
Especially when Disney puts it to a, their Fast Pass system, because at that point, you could get Fast Passes for it. If you rode it once, and you're riding it multiple times, you're taking away from those who haven't ran it, have wanted to ride it. And it also means that Fast Passes, these boarding passes are limited. Which means that people want it or have traveled thousands of miles or from different parts of the world, and you're unable to, and they're unable to ride this, they may not get back to Disney. They may not go there. It could potentially ruin their vacation. So, if someone's wanting to ride this attraction, yes, get there before park opened, at a reasonable time, not at like 3 a.m, because everyone has the same ability to get these passes. There's also times where people want to ride this, but who may not want to be up early to get these passes too. And also, there has to be a way for everyone to have that chance.
Some of us don't do 5 a.m.
Some of us don't get out of a resort. And there's also people who want to get to the resort 20 to 30 minutes after park opens, or within a time where park open is done and over with, to not have that crowd, a large group of people going at one time. So if people are more night owls, there needs to be a way for everyone to ride it. That is fair. And having that ability to come up with a different idea for people to ride the attraction, it's the best thing that Disney could do, is think of different ways on both coasts. Because there's definitely a need for people to ride the attraction. And on that note, we'll be back next Monday, same time, same place. And yeah, have a good rest of the week.
And good night, everybody.
Yeah, good night.